This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa organizations are providing an extra boost to Iowa water quality projects. We'll have more from the Great Outdoors Foundation right after this.
Parker McCollum.
Get the man I am. What kind of man do you need?
Live 2025. Friday, August 8th, 8 p.m. Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Multi-platinum selling artist Parker McCollum. Special guest, Josh Abbott Band. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office.
For years, the Great Outdoors Foundation has been working with its partners to mitigate nitrate levels and other harmful inputs by advancing water quality initiatives across Iowa. CEO Hannah Inman said that in their meetings across the state, they found that many large water quality projects just needed an extra boost to get across the finish line.
The Great Outdoors Foundation board decided a few years ago that they wanted to really double down on their commitment to conservation and more specifically water quality. And so we met with partners up and downstream, all the way from producers and boots on the ground and agronomists, all the way up to C-suite level ag industry leaders, and asked them a lot of different questions. And what we found was a lot of times there was a small gap in funding that or flexible funding that was needed to push large projects over the finish line. And these projects would have a huge impact on water quality. What the Great Outdoors Foundation did is we met with some of our investors and launched something called the Conservation Acceleration Fund. And we have private investors that invest in that. And then what we do is we package these projects that need some of that flexible funding or gap funding, stack that with state, federal, and local funds, and we're able to move forward large portfolios of projects that have a huge impact. So just in the first 2 years of launching the Conservation Acceleration Fund, we have leveraged an additional $28 million of water quality infrastructure projects, and that has resulted in 1.2 million tons of nitrogen being kept out of our waterways.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.